Hello, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Peter Doherty. I'm a Catholic priest and a psychologist who integrates both psychology and scripture studies to help understand the Gospels and seek out new pastoral teachings for Christians in these modern times. Today's podcast is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 1 to 8. This Gospel will be read in churches on April 28, 2024. In this Gospel, Jesus compares himself to the true vine. There are many points I want to draw your attention to. This metaphor of the vine would have been well understood by the people. There were vineyards where people would grow grapes for wine. Any branch that is not part of the vine will die. Everyone knew that. It needs to be attached to the vine to live and ultimately thrive. The lesson is obvious. We need to be part of the vine. God is the vine. And in him, we are called to live productive, faith-filled lives. Jesus points out that being connected to him is necessary for one to live fully. People would understand that vines were frequently pruned to produce much more fruit. Anyone who grows plants or has an interest in growing gardens is familiar with the concept of pruning to ultimately make the plant more beautiful or more productive. It's emotionally not easy cutting off healthy parts of the plant. And it may seem counterintuitive. I have a bougainvillea in my garden that unfortunately has all its flowers located at the end of the stem. I am resisting, however, I know I will soon have to cut those flowering parts to get the plant to produce fresh growth. The comparisons are obvious, that many times we are pruned when our goals don't happen. Just to be clear, not all of our challenges and struggles are examples of being pruned, but some are. We are pruned not as punishment, but to assist us to reach our full potential. If we can embrace the lessons derived from the loss, we may be offered spiritual growth instead. This brings me to the next part of the reflection, which is looking at loss in our lives. We are continually experiencing loss in our lives. Losses can range from loss of health, dreams, relationships, money, or security, to name a few. Some of this loss is expected. For example, we expect to lose that our parents will die before us. We expect to lose the vigor of our youth. However, some of our losses are not expected. Loss can be painful, and we may be left with wondering, why did God allow this to happen, especially to good people, especially to us? Let us look at the impact of loss in our lives. The first thing I want to point out is that loss is not necessarily bad. Yes, I know it can hurt and it may seem unfair. I've come to realize that loss is a necessary part of living. We gain and lose throughout our lives. I encourage you to see that some losses are necessary. Sometimes our attachment to things can hamper our spiritual growth. These things can be good, yet still get in the way. We talk about people being weighed down by their personal baggage. It's a metaphor, but the lesson is obvious. The reality is, as the saying goes, you can't take it with you. Or my personal favorite, I don't want to be the richest guy in the cemetery. I'm thinking of the rich young man who wanted to follow Jesus. The story is found in Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Jesus tells him to go sell everything he has and come follow him. Think about it. What a wonderful opportunity to be with Jesus. Probably, Jesus wanted the young man to be free from attachment, but the young man was too attached to his possessions and thus missed the opportunity of a lifetime. It's noteworthy that Jesus did not ask everyone to give up their possessions. I wonder if the young man had an issue with possessions. Sometimes when our plans don't work out, we may have avoided a bigger loss. Sometimes I see this in people I'm working with, who grieve a loss and wish they had chosen differently. What they don't see is that the other option also has challenges, and they often don't pay attention to the lessons and valuable experiences they have gained. Personally, I call this the road not taken syndrome, in which people regret choices they made while assuming the other choice was the right. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 19 to 21, Jesus teaches us to store up treasure in heaven rather than on earth. He points out that what is on earth is temporary. Jesus is right, After we are gone, our possessions will be divided up in much the same way the Roman centurions divided up Jesus' clothes. Don't get me wrong. We can enjoy what we have, but we must be careful not to get too attached. I'm not saying don't look after what you have, but also don't lose the sense that you could lose it at any time. I wonder what our life would be like if we lived this reality every day. I suspect we would cherish people more and fully appreciate the many blessings we do have. Jesus is not specific about what heavenly treasure would look like. I suspect that creating loving relationships, engaging in works of charity, and developing our prayer life will certainly lead us to heavenly treasure. My list is not exhaustive. We can certainly enjoy the nice things we have, but must remember that ownership is temporary. Recalling the lyrics of the 1960s song, "You don't have what you don't know what you have until you lose it," may seem to put things into perspective. I think this is an important point. When loss happens, I encourage you to ask yourself, what may be the lesson? I think we need to look at our expectations. Because we expect it, we don't realize its value. Gratitude is so important for our faith development. In times like this, being pruned may lead to further growth. Related to attachment is dependency. Loss can sometimes teach us to be less dependent on our wants, and help us to separate from what we want from what we need. As a psychologist, I work with many people who are heavily burdened. They are unable to let go of possessions, relationships, and dreams. And these are only to mention a few. When they do lose, they become bitter, critical, and generally unhappy. I know it is difficult, and I will soon present a podcast on grieving losses. Many people get stuck with their grief. Sometimes that unresolved grief causes bitterness, disillusionment, and depression. A serious difficulty in dealing with loss can paralyze someone spiritually. The gospel today invites us to see loss in our lives in a different way. Some losses present us with opportunities for spiritual growth. I urge you to consider the possibilities. Thank you for listening. I invite you to join me next week when I examine the Gospel of John, who uses the metaphor of love and caring to describe our relationship with God. If this is the first time you've heard my podcast and you're interested in hearing more, I urge you to listen to my podcast listed on the website. Every Sunday, I release a new podcast focusing on the gospel for the following week. I invite you to listen to all the podcasts, and I hope the reflections are useful to you. The link is https://a_psychologist_looks_at_scripture.buzzsprout.com. If you have any questions or concerns, I can be reached by email at peter.doherty@gmail.com. That's peter.doherty@gmail.com. God bless, and I hope you have a great week.